Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We're asking you, should sulky racing be banned? Because the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals have launched a petition. About 2,000 people so far have signed this petition looking for sulky racing to be outlawed. And they say that, you know, it has long been tolerated on the country's roads, but the consequences are becoming impossible to ignore as the horses are exposed to dangerous and very high stress situations. And Martina Kenny, who's the co-founder of My Lovely Horse, is with me on the line today. Because Martina, I assume you support the NSPCA's petition.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. It's something that we've been talking about for a long time, and we put a petition ourselves out there a while ago, and it's gone through, but on animal cruelty, and that is mentioned in it. Yes, I am for it, but also we need to be very clear on what we're saying as well, and in this petition, it needs to be very clear, because there is sulky racing, which is on the national roads. Is that what actually this ban is for? You know, is it sulky traps just on the roads in general? You know, because there's a lot of different things. So are we saying sulky racing on the national roads? Yes, it should be banned without a doubt. And then are we going further along and saying, you know, sulkies and traps? Because there is a difference.
There's a very big difference, Martina, and to be clear for listeners, in, you know, a stone's throw from where I'm sitting here in our studio in Dublin City Centre, you know, you can go out today and you'll see people who have horse-drawn carriages and they're bringing people on, you know, tours or little trots around Dublin City Centre. That does not compare to people who are maybe racing two and three horse-drawn carriages up the M50 or some of the national roads or road networks across the country, and the horses pounding up these roads on the hard gravel in heat late at night and with, you know, passing traffic doing 100 kilometres an hour. I mean, these are totally different situations.
Yeah, they're totally different, but also there are, with the carriage horses, there's really only a few decent carriage horse people that have been doing it for years. And then there are at least 40 of them that should not be doing it, that are down around Temple Bar till 1 o'clock in the morning, and the horses are exhausted. So that's another story. The ones that you're talking about, the sulky races, no, they shouldn't be on those national roads pounding up and down on horses that are like sometimes just a year old. Like a horse is still growing right up to 5 years of age. Its legs are still developing. So you can imagine, like, the amount of horses that we've come across that have collapsed, have died of a heart attack, are just, their legs are in bits. We've loads of ones that horses that have been used as sulky racers, and their legs are literally shattered, God love them. We only put one down recently, Holly Ann, because of that very reason.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I mean, Martina, you're coming in the aftermath of all of this and trying to deal and clean up the situation. So you see the impact of this firsthand. So, I mean, it's the NSPCA are actually looking now for a legal ban on sulky racing on public roads. So it's the clarity around what that means. That's what you're looking for.
Exactly. We wanted that, you know, and should we be saying, because this is an underground sport, really. It's worth a fortune for the winner. So, you know yourself, when things like this, when money comes into something, it's very hard to get a ban. It's very hard to how do the police stop it, first of all, you know? Because, I mean, they're illegally, you know, doing this anyway. So one way or the other, we can ban it. But how do we actually stop it? How do the guards stop it? We don't have a guard of crime unit. That's really what we should be asking for animals. We don't, you know, we don't have enough resources. How are the guards going to stop this? It's really hard to do it. You know, you've got horses that are pounding down that road. You know, there's so many legalities around that, even the guards chasing them.
Well, just hang tight there, Martina, for a moment, because I just want to bring in Michael Murphy, the Fine Gael TD and chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Transport. Michael, can you actually clarify what would this ban prevent?
Yeah, so first of all, you know, the racing of sulkies, not just on national roads, but on all public roads, is completely unacceptable. And we're all acutely aware of a recent incident in Clonmel that raised significant road safety, public safety, and indeed the tragic death of a horse. In my role as chair of the Oireachtas Committee, as a policymaker, as a legislator at the national level, Andrea, I just want to give you a flavour of what I'm trying to achieve. So first of all, on the 24th of April this year, I wrote to the ministers for agriculture, justice and transport, because it is an issue that intersects the three departments from a welfare point of view, from an enforcement point of view, and obviously with road traffic legislation. Yeah, and look, it's what's happening on public roads is just completely, as I said, unacceptable. I believe there's an opportunity from a legislative point of view. What we're really talking about here is Section 74 of the 1993 Road Traffic Act, and it's incredible to think that there is a section in that act that allows for the racing of sulkies on public roads in certain conditions where the permission of an Garda Síochána has been sought and obviously a road closure licence from the local authority. That needs to be removed. It's happening. It's only the organiser of the race that can be prosecuted, and it's very difficult to define what is the organiser, who is the organiser.
So sorry, Michael, just to be clear, if anyone went out or I went out today and decided to go out the Malahide Road and get a, you know, a sulky race and a cart and horse and go out and do that against oncoming traffic at 100 kilometres an hour, are you telling me that I'm not breaking the current laws, road safety laws?
First of all, you must have the permission of an Garda Síochána
under
the Act.
I don't have it.
You don't, well then you're breaking the law, you know. But for the avoidance of any doubt, what I'm trying to do, and we have a piece of road traffic legislation coming in, the heads of the bill is going to be published before the summer recess, Andrea. It's a piece of legislation that will primarily look at graduated penalty points, but I think there's an opportunity within that bill. I've met with the Department of Agriculture, or sorry, Department of Transport officials that are very, very supportive. So we're looking at amending that Section 74 of the 1993 Act and a complete and outright ban of sulky racing on all public roads. I also think we need a significant deterrent. I think there should be disqualification for a 2-year period for anybody convicted in terms of racing a sulky. So that's what I'm trying to do as a legislator at the national level.
So a total ban, there'll be no sulky racing at all if
under any circumstances. It's currently banned on motorways. Indeed, the leisurely use of horse-drawn vehicles is banned on motorways. But incredibly, under that Section 74 of the 93 Act, it's allowed. So I'm hoping in the context of that upcoming road traffic bill that we will be able to amend Section 74 and completely remove any ambiguity.
But sure, how was that loophole not previously closed?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a newly elected member of Tall Éireann. I've made this a priority, Andrea. And look, I hope to have real action, because action speaks far louder than words. But we'll see action before the end of this year. Separately, then, the working group, I want them to look at issues like enforcement, minimum age. There's no minimum age when it comes to using a horse-drawn vehicle. You know, I believe they all should be insured. So there's lots and lots of different issues that need to be looked at. And as I said, just to reassure you and Martina, this is a key priority for me.
And Martina, just on that, as Michael's still with us there for another moment or two, are you happy that the ban that's likely to be brought in will be sufficient?
Well, I don't know about being sufficient, but I do know that I do think that it's always a good thing. Look, it's never a bad thing when it comes to welfare of an animal. You know, as much as the government and road traffic police and whatever can do, great, we'll take it. But there's a lot more to it as well. Like you just mentioned that the horse in Clonmel, you know, we were the ones that put that up there. We went down to Clonmel then. We spoke to loads of people. We had a protest. But the problem is that wasn't a sulky racing horse. That was literally a child, a 12-year-old child, you know, on his own. And the horse went out of control.
I know,
and it was on a track.
Yeah, I know. And there's plenty of other incidents, I suppose, too, you know, across the country, not to dwell on any one in particular. But, you know, I suppose the big concern, Martina, that you had and many others, and I can come to some of the messages in a moment, is that, you know, you feared that maybe any new ban that's being brought in wouldn't actually be strong enough to deter people, that if they do go out and then sulky race at the latter end of the year when this law has changed, that, you know, there's no consequence.
Exactly. What worries me is we bring it on and we want it. But what worries me is we're constantly being told that, you know, the guards are under-resourced. We see the Grace's Law and we're seeing scramblers still out there. And I've spoken to guards and they said it's so hard to stop this, you know. So how is there a plan to how they actually stop
this? Can you answer that, Michael? Is Michael still with us? No, I think Michael might maybe be gone there. 087 1400 106 is the number. Pat is with us on the line. Pat, you got in touch with the show. You've been listening to Martina and Michael there this afternoon. What's your view on banning sulky racing?
Yeah, well, it's easy enough to call a ban on anything. Bang. You know, but think about all the taxpayers' money going into horses at the top end. Jets, Jags and studs, you know, all flying all over the country. Racetracks, about 30 racetracks in the country. And they're closed for most of the year. And if the boys with the sulkies could get out there and race their little horses, they'd be racing them on good ground and there'd be no horses hurt. There wouldn't be any more than we'd say in horse racing anyway.
But I suppose what we're talking about today is a ban on sulky racing on public roads.
Yeah, well, okay, on public roads, but you have to give them alternatives. So, like, you're driving into Dublin today and the road is blocked, right? Mm-hmm. You have an alternative route, or you have an alternative way of getting there. You have a train or a bus or something like that. Mm-hmm. So you have to give these people, because they're living animals and they're living human beings that have them. So therefore, they want to continue doing what they were brought up with. If they were brought up as horses, that's all they want to do, and look after them. And they don't worry that 99% better than farm animals, they're looked after better. Because no matter what you do, you take farm animals, for instance, they're locked up forever. They never see the light of day.
I presume that could be addressed, Martina, could it? I know you're not here on behalf of the racetrack owners, but...
No, but look, I do agree with Pat in a certain way that, yeah, I mean, maybe the government or whoever is going to come up with these plans could do an alternative. Maybe that's not a bad idea. And we've often said that ourselves. Sometimes bans don't work, but alternatives do. But to say there's 99% are looked after, then I can't agree with that, because we are picking horses up off the road. I have seen horses being left dying, and they have taken the trap or the sulky off them and ran with it. Now, that's not a good owner. So I think what we actually need to do is get the decent guys to start talking to the other guys and saying, look, you know, this is a ban now, and a ban because you've gone, you know, illegally underground. And maybe an alternative, because as I said, it's a big money-making racket, and where there's money to be made, they won't stop.
Sarah Beasley is an A2 councillor in Limerick City. Sarah, would you support this this ban on sulky racing and public roads in the road network?
Yes, definitely. I actually got a motion passed at the council meeting on Monday in Limerick, because in Limerick we don't have the ISPCA inspector. I've requested that we would have a Garda enforcement unit. We have nothing. And look, urban horses, I don't really have a problem with them if they're looked after. And I'd say 95% of owners do. But this public racing with sulkies on the road is, like Martina said, is a big money racket. And until someone gets killed, like that poor young girl on the scramble in Dublin, this will continue. So I'm not going against horse owners. I'm not going against the travelling community. But this is cruelty when horses are literally being whipped to death. And children as young as 8 and 9 are actually in charge of the sulky. And if the horse gets skitty or anything else, it could be a child being killed here.
And you probably heard Michael Murphy, the Oireachtas chair, their transport chair or TD, on with us a few moments ago, you know, talking about the glaring gap in road safety laws that currently exist around the likes of sulky racing on the public road network. I mean, and horse-drawn carriages and vehicles, he's talking about bringing in changes, a bill to that law. Are you happy with that?
Well, look, it's like I said, it's taken too long. Every Minister of Agriculture that we've had has done nothing about this. The Minister of Justice has done nothing about this. And I see the videos, and it's horrific what's happening. And as I say, it's got to the stage where there's races happening, organised races in Limerick. They completely shut down motorways. And I just don't think this bill is going to go through quick enough. And in the meantime, the horses are suffering. So, you know, I'd be calling on the Minister of Animal Welfare, Martin Hayden, and Jim O'Callaghan, and everyone sit down at the table, because that my lovely horse, they're doing a fantastic job. Mm. Down in Limerick, we have Limerick Animal Welfare. They are overwhelmed. And there was only last week in Limerick, and I believe we're the worst in the country when it comes to animal cruelty. My lovely horse went in to rescue the mare and the foal, but the owners came in and pulled the mare away, and the foal was actually crying. It's you never want to hear them crying.
So I know, and some
like
very
that.
Very difficult situations. I can imagine, Sarah, that Martina and her colleagues have had to deal with. I just want to bring in briefly. Yeah. Sandra Higgins is with us. Sandra is from the Eden Farm Animal Sanctuary and director as well of the Go Vegan World. Sandra, do you think this new public ban on sulky racing that's likely to potentially come in will go far enough?
I don't know, because it's part of the NSPCA strategy that deals with animal use in a piecemeal fashion and coming from the perspective of improved animal welfare. And unfortunately, improvements in animal welfare exist within an existing unfair system that it's predicated on the acceptance of human use of other animals. And there is no way for us to use other animals in a way that's fair for them. So we advocate, we're a vegan organisation, we support animal rights, and we're an anti-speciesist organisation. And we promote a complete end to human use of other animals. And you can just imagine a world in which we didn't use other animals. You wouldn't be doing what a lot of the organisations are doing, which is mopping up the devastation of the welfare issues as a result of not respecting the rights of other animals as feeling beings not to be used by us. I certainly appreciate the work that an organisation like My Lovely Horse does, because at Eden Farmed Animal Sanctuary, we're doing something very similar, in that the animals very often come into us in a very bad state because of their histories of exploitation. But I feel that if you target the education within the framework and the philosophy of animal rights, that we end our unnecessary use of other animals, you're going to achieve an awful lot more.
Just to give you a flavour of some of the listeners' texts on this today, a listener suggests that we should just ban any horses on roads except for purposes of loading or where a licence has been granted for a carriage. Any breach should result in the seizure of the animal and equipment, 2-year ban from driving if they have a licence, and a €10,000 fine. And this texter says, we appear to be a nation of banning things of late. Banning things just doesn't work. Alternatives need to be looked at. So why can't we just invest in a space to allow the racing to continue? We're all for supporting our cultures until it doesn't suit the right kind of culture, says this listener. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. That's Sarah Beasley there, also Sandra Higgins, Martina Kenny from My Lovely Horse, Pat as well, and my thanks to Deputy Michael Murphy for getting in touch with us here today in the programme. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.